Emily! Come here! Come here and sing that into the song, into the here. Do it, sing it. Sing it. What song were you singing? Come and sing it. Tell them what you're singing. Come on. Come on.
Yell the world.
By who? By Michael Jackson. Your new favorite song. Okay, you're boring. You're boring the listeners now. Go. Go and close the door. Hello and welcome to episode 502 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam.
You're the one on the time frame here, buddy.
Yeah, sorry.
Spit it out. Adam in Vancouver. Hey, Adam, how's it going?
Yay, I'm here. It's still going.
Still going the same. Yeah, same as it ever was.
Right.
How did I get here? All right, talking heads. Great. No, you don't. I'm throwing some talking heads, some stop making sense on you, and you're not getting it.
Right. Sorry.
You're not picking up what I'm putting down.
Sorry. A lot going on.
Did you ever
on
see
my
the
end.
Movie W? Did you ever see that movie? Because that song, same as it ever was used in that movie with Josh Brolin about the George W. Bush story.
Okay.
Oliver Stone made it. You ever see that one?
No.
See it. It's excellent. Okay. Like, I'm not even joking. It is fantastic. You know, he made the Nixon one, and that I didn't care for. But the W, excellent. I bet you we could get George W. Bush as a guest on the show.
Okay. That sounds great.
I would love it. Would you not want to talk to George W. Bush?
No, I absolutely would like to talk to him. Yeah.
He'd want to talk about his paintings, probably. Less photography and more painting.
Okay. I'm okay with that. Yeah.
I have some other questions. I'm not even joking. He seems like a lightning rod for controversy, but I would love to talk to that guy. He seems like he'd be a fun guy to hang with. I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay.
That's why Ellen did it and got in a lot of trouble. Amazon! If you want to rent a movie, I think Amazon might be. I don't know if Amazon's your best bet. It might be. Prime? You have Prime, right?
I do.
All right. Point being, when you want to buy something on Amazon, click through our site. Help us out. If you click through our site and then you go to twohosers.com on the right hand side, you'll see. On a web browser anyway, on mobile it's different. I don't know why.
Are you explaining how the internet works?
Yep, the internet works. So it's ones and zeros, right? Here's how it goes. So you click on one of those banners, it takes you to Amazon, and your life is the same. Your life is identical, same choice, same prices, everything, except we get rich, and so that everybody wins. Everybody wins.
All right, do that.
So next year at this time, if you click through our site, we will be recording from our private yacht off the coast of Marbella.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. You're not invited, Adam. Just you'll zoom in. I'll Skype you in.
Okay.
Come on. Come on, Adam. All right. What is going on in Vancouver? It's nothing different, but what's the vibe? What are you optimistic about the rest of the summer? What do you got planned?
Not a whole lot. I don't have a lot planned. I'm going to take it easy. I'm going to continue to work and stay safe. That's what my plans are.
Have you had, when was the last time you had fish and chips down in Steveston?
Been a long time.
That's something you should think about.
I don't remember. That's how long it's been. It's been minimum 8 to 10 months.
Okay. I thought you'd say 7 years.
No. We probably had it at some point in the last year.
The only problem with fish and chips?
What's the problem?
The next 3 days of being non-productive.
Oh, just because it weighs on you? Is that the...
Yeah, it doesn't... It's to me, it's not go out and do stuff food. It's not Like for what is your favorite? Like if you're gonna go and have to perform athletically or something, what do you eat? You're a doctor, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am. No.
So
I'm
what
not.
Do you recommend? Yeah. Like what do you recommend your son eats before a game or the night before a big game or something like that? What do you suggest? I have a thing that I eat. That what does your son eat?
What does he eat? He's a very kind of selective eater as it is. So he eats one of like, you know, 9 different things usually. But I'm going to say for him, it would probably be a grilled cheese sandwich. That would be his go-to. Yeah.
Would that be what you recommend as a doctor?
No, that would not be what I recommend. But he's...
Okay, I'm 46 years old.
He's 11. He's 11.
I'm 46.
Yeah.
Now, let's say I got a big doubleheader, 2 9s tomorrow. I don't. If I did, what do I eat tonight? And what do I eat? How do I eat tomorrow? So what's dinner tonight look like?
For you?
Yeah.
Playing baseball?
Or anything. I mean, baseball's tough because you're playing all, you know, 18 innings.
I know, but you basically barely break a sweat most of the time. I mean, if you break baseball...
Not how I play, son. Not how I play.
To the physiology, I mean, whatever. I mean, I don't know if the science of nutrition...
The way I play baseball, it's like hell week at Bud's.
tell us what you eat, and I'll tell you if I agree with it. Because again, Germany and Canada would be different in terms of normal eating as well.
Oh, I don't eat German food.
Okay.
No, forget it. I'm going to eat one of the Maultaschen. Come on. Boom, forget it. No, I am the night before I tend to eat a chicken breast with broccoli,
which is steamed, would be fine anytime, yeah.
Yeah. No, but no, obviously. Versus fish and chips, I'm just saying. No, I eat chicken breast and broccoli a lot, which is why I'm chiseled out of Play-Doh, like we talked about last week. But and then on game morning, I sort of have this weird issue, and we talked about this, and you've excoriated me about this before. I don't like to eat breakfast, and I just get, you know, sort of these weird kind of nerves, like not even nervous, but just kind of excitement where I can't eat, and so I don't eat before games, and then I usually eat like half a chicken breast and two hard-boiled eggs. In between games of a doubleheader.
Yeah, also good. Lots of protein. And yeah. Really, I think the eating at least, you know, 4 hours before competition would be ideal. I mean, again, we're talking about real sports. We're not really talking about baseball. But definitely, if you're going to do an activity requiring, you know, some endurance, there's a lot of people that will just like, you know, steamroll like a 5 bowls of pasta and
I can't get on board with that.
Yeah, it's not for me either. And you really would have to time, you know, the consumption of all those carbohydrates. So yeah, talk to a sports nutritionist and you probably, or you could probably read a ton of good information if you source it out on the internet as far as what to eat and when, depending on sport, because the energy sources are very different from, you know, an aerobic sport like running a marathon to something that is a lot more short burst. So right. I'm not going to cover all sports and nutrition, but for me, I would do what you're doing. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But really what I'm boiling it down to is if you had to function. So tonight is we're recording on a Thursday. So Friday morning you have a meeting or something that you have to function at. It doesn't have to be athletic, but there has to be some sort of, you have to be able to function. What would you rather eat the night before? Deep fried fish and chips or grilled chicken breast and broccoli?
Definitely the grilled chicken breast. Yeah.
Blammo. That's what I'm saying. So I love fish and chips with the tartar sauce and all that. I don't function well the next day.
Yeah, it's also, I think, partly what your body's used to. So if you're normally, like for me, I'm eating eggs almost every day, you know, eggs sit well with me, right? So does yogurt sits well with me, you know, bananas sit well with me. So I think everyone's got their sort of things that sit well with them. And
gin and tonic.
Yeah, that too. But chicken breast and broccoli, I think for most of the population would sit well.
Do it. All right. And buy that on Amazon. Click the website. Okay.
Sure.
Did you shoot anything interesting? So I should note to everybody listening. This is typically in the summertime, we shorten up our episodes a little bit and blast off a few because of vacation time and whatever and whatnot. So this is episode one of that shortened summer schedule.
Okay. We're going to keep it real short.
Yeah. Do you know how hard it was for me to say shortened summer schedule?
It wasn't short.
That's a lot of different kinds of S's in a row.
Right.
Speaking of that, okay, listen, okay.
Oh no, this is already not going to be short. I know it.
No, we're gonna open it up a little bit here. So, my kids are German. You knew that, right?
Yeah.
But they're also half Canadian, and they speak the Canadian.
Sure.
What they don't do is I haven't really focused on reading and writing in English yet. They speak English, great, no problem. My daughter better than my son. Not just the age thing. She was better at six than he is now at six, but she'd been to Canada more times than him, so it's not fair. You know, not a fair comparison. Point being, he speaks very good English. Hers is excellent. Okay?
Okay.
Reading and writing, not good. Now, I decided, I'd, without reading any literature on the subject, I just decided, okay, look, I'm going to let them learn to read and write in German first, and then we'll introduce the English. But for now, speaking is the important part. So my son has expressed an interest in learning how to read English now. And so we've been doing it. We have these basic English books. We're doing it. Do you know how hard English is to read and how to teach English reading?
No.
It's hard.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
English, well, okay, great. So we have a book. Someone gave us a big book of Canadian words, right?
Yeah.
So there's... And to be fair, there's a bunch of French. It's like poutine is one of them. That's not a fair word to do.
Okay, sure.
One of them is canoe. Canoe. How do you teach a kid to say canoe? Like just by mouthing it out.
Right.
Canoe? Now, come on.
Phonetically doesn't really work.
But there's a lot of them. So one of them is like they show like one of them is maple syrup, and then they show where the maple syrup is made in a sugar shack. How do you teach a kid to say sugar shack? Well, the S-U, of course, that's a sh. There. It's not sugar. That's silly. I mean, summer, yes. Summer, but S-U, totally different. Can't tell you why. I guess because the double M makes it a long, short, and then the other one. I don't know. You explain it to me.
I can't. I think it's just...
It's hard.
From English, everyone says, is the hardest language to learn, and because there's so many rules that conflict and don't make sense. Yeah.
I never realized what a gong show it was until literally 4 days ago.
Okay.
When I'm teaching him. He's got it. He's doing quite well. And they also you know what they do have? I think I probably posted a picture of it before. They have my speak and spell that I had from when I was 7, 8 years old.
That's all you need. That's it. You're golden.
Yeah. Yeah. They're good. So we'll be fine. We'll figure out how to spell the words that E.T. can say.
Okay.
All right. Did you shoot anything interesting? That's what I asked you.
Not since last week.
All right. I saved a couple
from last week. That was smart. I still haven't gone through my photos, so I'm still saving mine.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to explain the arm position from last week. Last week I said... You said, "Hey, it's great, but your son looks like he doesn't know what he's doing off the high diving board, and is based on arm position."
Okay.
So this week, yesterday, in fact, that we recorded this, we went to the Freibad, and I brought my camera specifically to get a photo. I thought I would take the summer photo. I wanted to execute a photo of my son jumping off the 3-meter board, the 10-foot board. And I had something in mind.
Okay.
Just to sort of signify summer. And I did not execute.
Oh, no.
Well, no, you look at this picture. This picture of my son going off the diving board.
Yeah.
What do you think?
We're looking at the new one, the one that says
the new one. This is brand new. This was shot yesterday.
It's fine.
Well, if you look at the title of it, I don't know if you can see the title I wrote, I called it.
What do you mean, no? The title?
Well, the file name of the photo is there's a file
says,
name.
It says diving board.
It says diving board. Meh.
Oh, I didn't. That doesn't pop up in the iPad. I'm looking at the photos. And okay. I guess it's shortened it to just diving board.
Okay. Well, because it's meh. It's fine.
Okay.
You know, it exists. It's a photograph that exists. What is wrong with it?
Nothing really.
It's okay. I mean, but here's what I'm trying to get across is that I wanted him. I wanted that moment just when he's leaping off and he's leaping into summer, and is that it conveys that joy. We have the blue sky, the white clouds popping. It's just a great all around scenario. We have a little reflection on his left knee from the pool coming up. It looks kind of cool, or he has a skin condition. Either way, we're fine with it. But I wanted to sort of convey that joy, that joie de vivre, as we say in Spanish, of him just leaping into the pool.
Okay. Yeah, and you don't get that here because, A, you don't see his face, so hard to convey joy.
Yeah, I don't want to show... Okay, but that part of that is also I don't want to show his... I didn't want to show his face anyway. I wanted to show it from behind anyway, but I also don't like to show his face and shirtless because of the internet.
Gotcha.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. Thanks, perverts. Thanks for ruining it for everybody else who's not a pervert.
Okay.
Anyways, why you bring us down, Adam? Come on.
I'm sorry.
Anyways, so it's just like I'm envisioning a movie poster, and this ain't it. And I like the lighting. I like the fact that he's gonna hit by light. There's the shadow there. His feet are in shadow, like that are from like the trees. Like way camera right and behind, but his body is in is lit. The diving board's in shadow. Like, there's a lot to like here. Don't know if the angle's the best. Maybe I should have been up on the diving board, having him looking, like, shooting him as he went out. I don't know. But my one thing that I was really didn't like was the angle of his arms. And you addressed it last week. Did correct. You not?
Yeah. Did you want me to say correct? Yep.
I want you. Yeah. Hell yeah! That's what we're in church. That's what
yes.
I want to hear.
Yes. So you
definitely probably wouldn't say hell yeah in church. Yeah.
You've addressed the arm position.
So here's the thing. So I talked to him. I did a couple of laps, and I said, "Hey, listen, man, can you do me a favor? Can you get the arms up like you're jumping, like up in the sky?" No, I cannot. Okay. I feel like you can, and turns out like a couple of months ago, or it might have been last year even, there was an incident where he jumped off the 3-meter board and did not get his hands down in time and slapped them on the water.
Ooh, yeah. That left an impression, yeah.
Yeah, that burned a young 5-year-old kid, and he shall not make that mistake again. So his whole thing is, I'm keeping my hands close because I can't get him down in time, Dad. If I get him up in the air, I can't get him down by my side. And just like make a nice rip into the water. So, hence this did not make it as the photo challenge last week for that reason. Because my son can't take a little slap on the arm.
I understand. Yep.
I can't get on board with that.
Okay. Well, he'll work on it. Maybe when he's 26, he'll get those arms in a better position.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. I made sure to feed him chicken breast and broccoli the day before, too.
Yeah, so he was ready.
He was primed. He was ready to go. All right, so I shot that. And then I also shot some stuff. We're trying to take a page out of your book, actually. Okay. I've always sort of respected/admired your ability, your and your wife's ability to sell stuff. Like, to just get rid of stuff. As soon as it's no longer being played with, blam, out it goes.
Right.
And not even the selling, because I don't even think you care about the selling. I think you care about the get it out of my house.
True.
And so we do not do that. We hang on to everything. In fact, we take other people's old stuff into our house. I wish I was joking. I wish that was a joke. We are a repository for stuff. Like, we have a mark on us of, they'll take your stuff. That's what we're changing our names to. So, but I said, you know what? We're getting rid of stuff. We're getting rid of it. I, you know, the stuff, my bikes, my kids can't ride. They're too big for skates, et cetera, et cetera. I said, we're going to round up everything in the house. We're going to photograph it. We're going to put it on our version of Craigslist over here, which is actually by eBay, Kleinanzeigen. And so we did that. So here we go. I just threw a couple of different things up there. If you're looking for a pair of used hockey skates, There it is.
Nice. Yeah, looking good.
I'm gonna Photoshop the little piece of wood out of the background there I used to prop them up, though. Maybe I don't care. Point being, I bought them for a couple bucks. I bought a whole bunch of skates in Canada the last few times I've been there. Now they've grown out of them, so I'm going to offload them. Really for a couple of bucks. I don't care. Just want them out of the house. And then the bike. What do you think of the bike shot?
It's nice. It's funny because I've done this almost exact photo with a kid's bike, like with Sarah's old like yellow bike 5 years ago with the big white background. And yeah, it's good. It's almost too good for Craigslist.
I think Craigslist specifically bans it. I think they will kick you off if you do this kind of a shot.
Or people just think it's a stock shot and don't think it's the actual item. So you almost have to include that in the description. Like, this is actually the bike just taken on a white background. Yeah.
What do you think of the name of the bike?
I'm sorry. It's too small. Mine. Oh, okay. The Pukey?
The Pukey. That's a name. That's a brand name of a bike. Like, there's a lot of bikes with the brand name Pukey here. Kids bikes.
Yeah.
Didn't think it through in English. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. It's actually probably a selling point.
Not over here. Over here, it's not. So, ironically, so here's the thing. Is like, if you were to hire someone to take this photo, I don't know what it would cost you, like $100 or something. I'm going to sell this bike for €5. Like, it's overkill. But the point is, I set up the white background and the lighting and just brought everything down. It's just like, all right.
Yeah,
we're shooting everything. We're selling a stroller, one of those cool trailers that we sell, that the kids, the bike trailers that the kids ride in.
Yeah, we did all of that exactly the same. We just went through and white background and just shot everything once it was set up, and it's a great way. Even stuff that we didn't plan on selling that I thought one day I might sell.
Yeah, the white background. Yeah, sell that. Well, I told my son, I was like, hey, go up in your room, find a whole bunch. Like, cause he's got a ton of toys he doesn't play with. I was like, even if you think you might get rid of it in 6 months, bring it downstairs. We're shooting it today. And so we shot a whole bunch of stuff. All right. Good times.
Nice. I like it. Yeah.
Reminder, August monthly challenge is Evening Sky. Hashtag that Two Hosers monthly challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers on the Instagram. Even better, do both of those and tag us at Two Hosers. And Adam will rip you a new one end of the month.
Sure.
Photo challenge. All right, it was water. I'm going to go first on this one.
Okay.
I had some issues. I had some shutter issues with mine.
Okay.
I've never had them before. Let me know if you've had these before. So we had after baseball, T-ball, we had all the kids come out. I brought the little slip and slide out to the park because it was 40 degrees, by the way. We had baseball practice in 40 degrees Celsius, which is warm. And so I figured, I'll bring out the slip and slide. The kids will have fun after, which they did for like an hour and a half, longer than practice. But it's got the sort of the sprinkler built into it.
Right.
And so I was like, all right, I'm a 40D, the 70 to 200, which is my new beater setup. And I was like, all right, I want to stop the action. I want to stop the water droplets, everything. So I'm going to shoot it like an ISO 320. I think I shot like an F5.6 probably, just to get a little bit of depth of field. Not crazy, but a little bit. And then probably at like one, I forget what it was for the shutter speed, like 1/6400, like very fast, very fast shutter speed. And then fired off a burst. Like just kept, when the kids would come in, I'd have the, focus on the servo motor.
Yep.
And then just try to track them as best I can. The water kind of messes that up, but you still do a decent job. And then just throw off a burst. Well, I'm shooting off a burst of images. Bam, 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 bam. And the exposure is off. Like it's fluttering a little bit, like overexposed, regular, overexposed, regular, overexposed, regular, like flickering.
Okay.
I've not experienced this before.
Nor have I.
All I can think of is physically, not electronically, but physically, because I go through the EXIF data and all the settings are the same. The shutter, everything, nothing's changed between images. And it's on manual, so there's no metering in between that's changing. So all I can think of is at that speed, the shutter curtains are starting to not function properly.
Okay.
So that would make sense that maybe you know, every second one, they're just kind of sticking open a little bit.
Right. Right. And we're talking about, like, you know, milliseconds of to make that difference. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's highly possible that after a few million shutter clicks and number of drops and being in the Mediterranean, that my 40D might be dying.
Or it at least
finally.
At least, you know, it's 1/6400th of a second anyways.
It, yeah. But I mean, once that starts to happen, I don't think it's going to get better. I don't think it's going to heal itself.
And you're not probably at a camera for that old going to bother with replacing the shutter.
Oh, no. I'm going to see how high of a building I can drop it off.
Okay.
That's what's going to end up happening. No, but for now, but so it was like, okay, well, I can use every second. I could actually, it wasn't so bad that I couldn't salvage the image, but if there was an image that was overexposed, I had to drag the exposure down by like one stop just to you know, have a baseline image.
Right.
But it worked out. So anyway, this is my shot. This was one of the ones on my son, which on like there's other kids, obviously, I'm not going to share on the show, but this is my son having some fun on the slip and slide. And this was one of the ones I thought best exemplified his face. Even though normally he goes face first, this was a feet first one. But his face was kind of why I picked it.
Yeah, and the water's great. Like the water and the droplets going everywhere. It looks good. Really adds to the shot.
Yeah, and they have a lot of fun. But the key here is shoot with the long lens, stay back.
Sure.
All right, let's have a look at yours. We got Adam. This is in the not a Soyuz pool.
This is in the not a Soyuz pool of our friend's child, who's appeared on, you know, photo challenges in years past. I don't remember the last most recent one, but swimming evening light. Just the sun is really low, and just because, you know, the pool's kind of down and low, the light's just kind of hitting the top part of her face, and just loved how the light was hitting her. And so just snapped a quick portrait with the 70-200, and just how blue the water gets, it just looks so cool. So I thought, you know, in terms of a water challenge, I really just like the blue water. And there's not any trickery going on here. This is just what it looked like at this time of day. So
did you position her in that light?
No, she just moved over to it. And then I said, stop. I said, stop right there. And I want to take the shot. And then I showed another photo where, you know, she's positioned in a slightly different spot. And it's just a more typical, even light kind of smiley.
Which is good on its own.
Kid photo. Yeah. But I because these were taken like, you know, I don't know, a minute apart. I just kind of liked the way the light kind of, you know, came across her nose and her eyes, and sort of like a highlight on her eyes. Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Like that's a function of paying attention to the lighting situation, and, is what kind of allows you to shoot this.
Mm-hmm. But nothing complicated at all. Just ambient light and, you know, point and shoot.
Well done.
Yeah.
All right. Topic for the shortened summer episode.
Okay.
I got a little question. What do I take camping? We're going to go, well, by the time you hear this, I'm done camping, but we recorded before I left. So we're going camping. I want to take some pictures. I feel added pressure this year to take pictures because I don't have that many good pictures this year because of the whole COVID thing. Like everybody kind of, you know, everything's relaxed a little bit, you know, in terms of doing stuff. And I do sort of feel added pressure to, because I shoot pictures for calendars every year. Everyone gets a calendar for Christmas, and I wouldn't say everyone. You don't get one, but you know. And I shoot pictures from my kids' books every year. And this year, I just feel like it's kind of light, so I've put a little extra pressure on myself for the upcoming. Like we're only going for 10 days, and so you know, a little extra pressure to take some cool pictures, but. Also, it's our first time with the new tent trailer. So, with that, I mean, this is a shorter trip than we anticipated when we bought it. When we bought the trailer a few months before the COVID thing, our whole plan was to go to Spain. We went to Spain last year. We went camping. We took our in-laws' RV and loved it. Well, my in-laws. It's my wife's parents. And, we loved it, but we wanted to get our own deal to go camping with, And we figured we're going to either go to Vancouver this year, and if we didn't, the years that we don't, we'll basically just drive down to Spain on the coast of Brava, camp down there. It's fantastic in the tent trailer. That's the plan. Go for a month, right?
Okay. Yep.
This trip's going to be much shorter than that. So we're looking at 10 days because of everything that's going on. We're staying in Germany. We're going to a lake. So, as I said, normally we have the RV, which isn't huge, but it does offer a little more storage, at least in terms of like a consistent storage. Like I put my camera there, it stays there. With the tent trailer, obviously stuff has to get moved around a little bit. So what do I bring with me?
Yeah, you could go a number of different directions. The simple answer would just be the X100, right?
Yes, that's you my know. Instinct. Funny, my instinct is the X100.
Yeah,
so because that would, of its all-round awesomeness.
Yeah, and that would probably be just fine. You'd get, like, if you only brought that, I don't think you'd be disappointed. Now, that said, I brought the X100 up to our friend's place last weekend, and I used it for one or two photos, and I took all of my photos with the 60 and the 70-200. I didn't change lenses. I only used the 70-200, and I am in love with the photos. And I think it's no matter which way you go, whether you go the absolute minimalist route, you'll be happy with the photos. If you decided to bring, you know, a full frame body, like the classic, if yours is still working, and a 70-200, I mean, you just have so many other possibilities that you bring in and things that, you know, you can do with that body. So that I know yours has some focus ring issues that mine doesn't, but that lens
the
is
70-200?
So, yeah, isn't it your 70-200 that has some issues? Like
it's actually getting better.
Okay. So
yeah,
that lens is so incredibly good, and I didn't use the 85 mil at all, even though I brought it. I just, the 70-200 was my kind of lens du jour. So no matter which way you go, I think over and over, you can go back and listen to what we say, and we're happy with whichever one we use. We kind of fall in love with that again. I think that's a theme. It's hard to beat the 70-200 in all of the different things that it can do, but it is a much bigger, heavier package to carry around.
How often do you use the focus ring on your 70-200?
Almost never. I'm almost always autofocus. Yeah.
So here's the thing. So my thinking was X100 because it's so compact, it's so easy. Power is so easy with the X100. Like, we're gonna have a plug-in on site, so that's not a problem. Even though we're in a trailer, so I'll probably have a power bar. I do have a charger. Like, I have a charger for my batteries, not even for the camera, but a charger for the batteries that runs off of USB.
Okay.
It runs off USB or AC. I can plug in either, which is awesome. I also happened to, I was just recently given a USB power bank, nothing I would ever buy on my own, but it's kind of handy. So I could technically charge my batteries off that power bank if I have to. I don't imagine I'm going to have to in the 10 days. I bet you my three batteries would just probably last me the entire 10 days if on the X100. That makes it easy. I do like the idea of having an absolute beater with me, though.
Mm-hmm.
I take better photos in these situations with a beater. Now, here's the good news. I was considering taking the 40D because it's still hanging in and it's absolute beater. I have the 30 mil, which is still a beater. It's got a broken piece on it on the outside. That holds the hood, but it's kind of broken. So it holds it on, but it kind of falls off all the time. It's kind of a pain.
Right.
Okay. So it's seen better days. But it still takes great photos. And since I dropped it and have those issues that you talked about, the 70-200 has accidentally now been reclassified as a beater lens. So it fits into my beater package.
Sure.
In that I do not care. Like, I'm like, all right, well, I got everything out of it that I needed. Everything here is gravy. I will take it anywhere and everywhere. So now I'm covered. I have the 30 mil, which acts as a 48, essentially, at an f1.4. I have the 70-200, which covers everything else. So my thinking is I might bring the 40D because it seems to be working. I might instead bring the classic. I had issues with it, but not recently. If the issues come, you know, pop up while I'm gone, I'm not going to get any photos. So I don't know what to do. What can I rely on? if I take the 5D Classic, now I can no longer take the 30 mil because it's not a full frame lens.
Right, right.
So it has to bring a 50, which is not a beater, because I still want to be able to shoot somewhat wide, right? So the 70 to 200 doesn't cover that wide. So I'd have to bring a 50, which is now not a beater. I think, but you telling me the 70 to 200, I'm definitely leaning towards a DSLR now, strictly because you said that.
Good. Glad to
also, I had it in mind too. I was like, in the evening, I'm gonna want to get some nice close ups with some blurred backgrounds and some you know magic hour slash blue hour stuff.
Yeah, it's hard to beat the 70 to 200 and the bokeh that you get in the background.
Okay, so unless anything changes in the next 20 minutes, I'm thinking 40D with those. Now you lose a little bit of range, but total beater setup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Glad we had this chat.
Good. 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 Good to get it out there. It's just the truth. Just sounds better.
Mm-hmm.
Monthly challenge reminder for August is Evening Sky. Hashtag that two hosers monthly challenge. Hashtag hey hosers. Even better, do both of those and tag us at two hosers on the Instagram, and we'll check that out at the end of the month. Challenge for next week, Adam. Boom. It's easy. Vacation.
Okay.
If you don't have it, shoot a Go-Go's cover. We're good. We can do that.
Sounds good. I'll probably just use another photo from when I was away.
That seems reasonable.
Yeah.
Summer. All right. Websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
And mine, you can find at AlanNatrich.com. The two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.